This is a Fox News alert. Ian takes aim again on Lisa Brady. A tropical storm for now. Ian is south of Charleston, South Carolina, where it could make a second landfall tomorrow after doing a lot of damage in Florida, where they're rescuing people and restoring power.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he flew in to speak from Charlotte County. It was especially hard hit by the storm. He praised first responders and utility workers while noting the full extent of the damage is not yet clear.
Sanibel is destruction. For those of you who haven't been, it's a beautiful, place, really neat community, and it got hit with really biblical storm surge.
The causeway was washed away, and DeSantis said efforts to get people off Sanibel Island were ongoing, either by air or boat.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. It's not known yet how many people are missing in Florida or how many may have been killed statewide. High anxiety returns on Wall Street. The Dow down 455 points at the closing bell, sinking even lower during the session. But Congress is poised to avoid a government shutdown tomorrow night, the Senate passing a short-term spending bill with bipartisan support, sending it on to the House. A new bipartisan bill would punish countries that aid Russia's latest effort to claim more of Ukraine.
If you side with Putin to recognize his illegal annexation of parts of Ukraine, you will lose all support from the United States. We'll do everything in our power to marginalize you on the world stage.
Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham introducing that bill with Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal. Russia plans annexation celebrations tomorrow in four occupied areas it says voted to join Russia. President Biden a short time ago.
The so-called referendum was a sham, an absolute sham. The results were manufactured in Moscow.
He says the U.S. will never recognize Russia's claims on Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
At least six Republican-led states are now part of a lawsuit challenging President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan.
Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge leads the challenge to the White House plan to forgive up to $20,000 in student debt. She says President Biden has crossed the line.
The Department of Education is required under the law to collect the balance due to these loans. President Biden does not have the authority to override that.
The president said in his August announcement that it fulfills a campaign promise. Rutledge claims the president is illegally invoking the HEROES Act, using the pandemic as a national emergency to justify financial relief, when in a recent interview, the president declared the pandemic over. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A struggling fitness company makes another deal aimed at reaching more customers.
Peloton Interactive will be selling its original bike and tread, as well as equipment and accessories, at more than 100 Dick's Sporting Goods stores and on its website. Its products are expected to be available in Dick's locations early in the holiday season, and deliveries will be fulfilled by Peloton's traditional in-home delivery and setup. The partnership comes as Peloton has been struggling to expand its customer base, which ballooned during the pandemic. However, Dick's isn't the only company to join forces with Peloton this year. In August, the fitness company struck a partnership with Amazon to sell its products.
Fox's Hillary Barsky recapping the latest plunge on Wall Street just a day after a sizable rally. Well, it could have been worse. The Dow's down 548 after the closing bell, but it had been down more than 600 points during the session, getting close to being down to 29,000. It finished at 29,225, both the S&P and the NASDAQ dropping more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.